Why is this important? I know that's what you want to know. The remnant of Romans 11. Who cares? This is why you should care. I'm going to tell you why you should care today. Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is Martin Zender again, and we're talking about Israel because God loves Israel. I love Israel. And Romans 11 has to do with Hebrews, the topic at hand, because we're talking about Israel coming into her calling. It's not your calling. You're a member of the body of Christ, I think. I'm pretty sure. If you're listening to this show, you're a member of the body of Christ. Because you embrace the essential elements of Paul's gospel. The death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and that he died for your sins. He took care of your sins. You don't have a free will. You didn't choose him. He chose you. You didn't decide to be delivered from your sins by believing in him. It was his work from start to finish. You have no confidence in the flesh. That's your message. That is your message. No confidence in flesh. I think that's in Philippians somewhere. Israel, however, does have confidence in flesh because they are Israelites according to the flesh. Get it? Israelites according to the flesh. And you have to show your Israel card to get into the 1,000-year kingdom. Now, here's the deal. This is why this applies to you today. It's because you have friends who don't get Paul. You give them my book, The First Idiot in Heaven, or you're reading some astounding passage from the book of Romans, like we're reckoning a man to be justified apart from works of law. I think that's 3:27 or 26 or 28 or something. And your friends don't get it because they love Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They didn't love those four books. They love to do the law. They love to talk about the Ten Commandments. They get glassy-eyed when you talk about Moses. Oh, Moses. We love Moses. And they love the book of James. And they just could. They savor the book of James. They love how James says that faith apart from works is dead. Because they love to work and they love to earn their salvation, you see. And Israel, that there's a place for that. And please, just give us a place where we can earn our salvation and look down on other people. That would be the call of Israel. And so people love the physicalness of it. They want to see miracles. And they want to see angels. And they want to see signs and wonders. And they won't tell you this, but they probably try to walk across the water during the summer at the lake. They experiment with hearing voices. They love the physical. Paul says we walk by faith, not perception. Israel's all about perception. And they love perception. And they love angels with wings and cherubs with cute cheeks that you could just pinch. And all your friends love this. They probably have angel statues. And they pray. And here's what they do. Okay, they're so attached to Israel. They wish they were natural-born Israelites. Maybe some of them actually are. Some people are even getting so into this that they are becoming like Jews. And they start to celebrate the feasts of Israel because it's just so awesome to light that candle, to kill that lamb, to roast that lamb, and to have all sorts of Israel food and to read from the Psalms, you see. And they love it. It's soulish. It's emotional. But again, I'm trying to give you the idea that they're in love with Jesus according to the flesh. Now, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 that we are not acquainted with anyone according to flesh. We know, if we knew Christ according to flesh, we know him so no longer. Now, Paul was actually writing to some people who had possibly known Christ according to flesh, physically seen him, talked with him, hung out with Jesus Christ. But now he was ascended, glorified at the right hand of God, and he was no longer the ex-carpenter. When he was on earth, he was in his Israel suit. He took the form of a man. Now, in Philippians 3, if he's taking the form of a human, then he sure as heck was taking the form of an Israelite, because that's a subdivision of humanity. He's taking the form of humanity. He's also taking the form of this nationality. And he purposely restricted himself while on earth to this form format. Let's call it a format, the Israel format. He restricted himself to that. And he said he came only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are four accounts of his life on earth as an Israelite. He was born of the tribe of Judah because his mother, was his mother or his father? I don't know. Was the tribe of Judah. And he was descended from David. I think both his parents descended from David. So he was of the line of David. That was important. But you know what's really important? He was a descendant of Adam. And his work on the cross did more than redeem one dusty nation in the Middle East. But that was all he presented his work as and himself as while he was on earth. Our apostle says in Romans 15:8, Christ has become a minister of the circumcision to confirm the patriarchal promises. I talk all about this in The First Idiot in Heaven. So the difference is Christ according to flesh or Christ not according to flesh. When he ascended, he traded in his Israel suit for an aura of glory. He was back in his role as the Son of God, not as the minister of the circumcision. And when he accosted the Apostle Paul, who was then called Saul, on the road to Damascus, he was not in his Israel suit. And you now see him as the ascended one, the glorified Christ, who undid the sin of Adam. You trace his genealogy back to Adam. And it doesn't matter if you saw him according to flesh. In fact, it would be a hindrance to have seen him according to flesh. It was a hindrance to have grown up next to him in Nazareth. It was a hindrance, a stumbling block to have been his brother, literal brother, or his sister, or even his mother and his father would have been a hindrance. We are blessed to have not seen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And Jesus, maybe he was speaking generally there, belief generally, or maybe he was talking specifically to those of the circumcision. But I say to you, blessed are you especially who have not seen, because it's easier. You have fewer stumbling blocks. You have less baggage to have not known him according to flesh. But a lot of your family members, your neighbors, people you know who go to church, they can't see him except according to flesh. And they have pictures of him and posters of him at their church. And they have the Ten Commandments tacked up on the wall because Jesus came and he fulfilled the law perfectly. And he spoke of Moses. He came to do the law, not to abolish it. And so the Ten Commandments posted on the wall are closely related to the poster of Jesus according to flesh. The handsome man with the flowing locks and the well-trimmed beard, even though he didn't look like that at all. He was appalling to see in person. Isaiah 53. But these people are knowing him as he walked on earth. We are knowing him as Saul saw him. As the glorified Christ, as the one who has been given headship, not over the tribe of Judah, but over the universe. It's called the secret of Christ, Ephesians chapters 1 through 3. The secret of Christ, that he has been raised to a place higher than he was before he came and took flesh. And because of the humiliation of the cross, God has given him a name above all other names. And it is at this name that the celestial and the terrestrial and the subterranean knee will bow and do homage and acclaim him, being spirit-filled at that time. All creation is going to acclaim this one. This is the mighty one. This is the one you and I know. Not many people know this Jesus Christ. God has left himself a remnant of people who embrace both gospels. In Romans 11, we're talking about the remnant that embraces the circumcision gospel. The remnant who embraces Jesus Christ according to flesh. But there is also a mere remnant who believe in him as the resurrected, glorified Christ who is no longer an Israelite And in this calling, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's far fewer, I believe. I think there's far fewer in the body of Christ than in Israel. And this would seem paradoxical because you would think that you would need fewer people to shepherd the nations of the earth. You'd think you would need fewer people on this little planet, third chunk of rock from the sun in the Milky Way galaxy. You would think that you would need fewer people to administer that kingdom. But I actually believe that there are going to be fewer people ruling and reigning among the celestials. Fewer people in the body of Christ. That's just the way God does things. We do things, we would think, well, the universe is much more populous than Earth, speaking of beings that actually live there. So it's going to take a lot more people, glorified, resurrected Christ people, to administer it. And Earth is so small, so you won't need that many. Well, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? So it's not the way God's going to do it, I have a feeling. I haven't even gone, we got to finish Romans 11, the remnant. I have not done that for you this evening. So I'm going to do that. I'm sorry, it's evening. I'm really getting a late, there's a reason for that, a late start on the show today. But which you will hear tomorrow, which will be today tomorrow. Because today is tomorrow yesterday, and yesterday is tomorrow today, if you understand what I'm saying. So before I close here, I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 16, 2 Corinthians 5, 16. So that we, that is, members of the body of Christ, from now on are acquainted with no one according to flesh. Yet even if we have known Christ according to flesh, nevertheless now we know him so no longer. So that, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The primitive passed by, lo, there has come new. I want to start tomorrow's show elaborating on that, and then we're going to get back to Romans 11. I want to finish up that chapter for you as it relates to Hebrews. Then we're going to jump back into the book of Hebrews. All these marvels will unfold this week on the Martin Zender Show. Thanks for joining me, and I hope and trust you will be back here tomorrow.